Chapter 30. The Famous Wise Ones. The people have you served, and the people's superstition, not the truth, all you famous wise ones. And just on that account did they pay you reverence. And on that account also did they tolerate your unbelief, because it was a pleasantry and a bypath for the people. Thus does the master give free scope to his slaves, and even enjoys their presumptuousness. But he who is hated by the people, as the wolf by the dogs, is the free spirit, the enemy of fetters, the non-adorer, the dweller in the woods. To hunt him out of his lair, that was also called sense of right by the people. On him do they still hound their sharpest-toothed dogs. For there the truth is, where the people are. Woe, woe to the seeking ones! Thus has it echoed through all time. Your people would you justify in their reverence, that called you will to truth, you famous wise ones. And your heart has always said to itself, from the people have I come, from thence came to me also the voice of God. Stiff-necked and artful like the ass have you always been, as the advocates of the people. And many a powerful one, who wanted to run well with the people, has harnessed in front of his horses a donkey, a famous wise man. And now, you famous wise ones, I would have you finally throw off entirely the skin of the lion, the skin of the beast of prey, the speckled skin, and the dishevelled locks of the investigator, the searcher, and the conqueror. Ah, for me to learn to believe in your conscientiousness, you would first have to break your venerating will. Conscientious, so call I who goes into God-forsaken wildernesses and has broken his venerating heart. In the yellow sands and burnt by the sun, he doubtless peers thirstily at the isles rich in fountains, where life reposes under shady trees. But his thirst does not persuade him to become like those comfortable ones, for where there are oases, there are also idols. Hungry, fierce, lonesome, God-forsaken, so does the lion will wish itself. Free from the happiest of slaves, redeemed from deities and adorations, fearless and fear-inspiring, grand and lonesome, so is the will of the conscientious. In the wilderness have ever dwelt the conscientious, the free spirits, as lords of the wilderness. But in the cities dwell the well-foddered, famous wise ones, the draught beasts. For always do they draw, as asses, the people's carts. Not that I on that account upbraid them, but serving ones do they remain, and harnessed ones, even though they glitter in golden harness. And often have they been good servants and worthy of their hire, for thus says virtue, if you must be a servant, seek him to whom your service is most useful. The spirit and virtue of your master shall advance by you being his servant. Thus will you yourself advance with his spirit and virtue. And verily, you famous wise ones, you servants of the people, you yourselves have advanced with the people's spirit and virtue, and the people by you. To your honor do I say it, but the people you remain for me, even with your virtues, the people with purblind eyes, the people who know not what spirit is. Spirit is life which itself cuts into life. By its own torture does it increase its own knowledge. Did you know that before? And the spirit's happiness is this, to be anointed and consecrated with tears as a sacrificial victim. Did you know that before? And the blindness of the blind one, and his seeking and groping, shall yet testify to the power of the sun into which he has gazed. Did you know that before? And with mountains shall the discerning one learn to build. It is a small thing for the spirit to remove mountains. Did you know that before? You know only the sparks of the spirit, but you do not see the anvil which it is, and the cruelty of its hammer. Verily, you know not the spirit's pride. But still less could you endure the spirit's humility, should it ever want you to speak. And never yet could you cast your spirit into a pit of snow. You are not hot enough for that. Thus are you unaware also of the delight of its coldness. In all respects, however, you make too familiar with the Spirit. And out of wisdom have you often made an almshouse and a hospital for bad poets. You are not eagles. Thus have you never experienced the happiness of the alarm of the Spirit. And he who is not a bird should not camp above abysses. You seem to me lukewarm ones, but coldly flows all deep knowledge. Ice cold are the innermost wells of the Spirit, a refreshment to hot hands and handlers. Respectable do you there stand, and stiff with your straight backs, you famous wise ones. No strong wind or will impels you. Have you ne'er seen a sail crossing the sea, rounded and inflated, and trembling with the violence of the wind? Like the sail trembling with the violence of the Spirit, does my wisdom cross the sea, my wild wisdom. But you servants of the people, you famous wise ones, how could you go with me? Thus spoke Zarathustra. Chapter 31. The Night Song. 'Tis night. Now do all gushing fountains speak louder, and my soul also is a gushing fountain. 'Tis night. Now only do all songs of the loving ones awake, and my soul also is the song of a loving one. Something unappeased, unappeasable is within me. It longs to find expression. A craving for love is within me, which speaks itself the language of love. Light am I. Ah, that I were night. But it is my lonesomeness to be begrit with light. Ah, that I were dark and nightly. How I would suck at the breasts of light. And you yourselves would I bless, you twinkling starlets and glowworms aloft, and would rejoice in the gifts of your light. But I live in mine own light. I drink again into myself the flames that break forth from me. I know not the happiness of the receiver, and oft have I dreamt that stealing must be more blessed than receiving. It is my poverty that my hand never ceases bestowing. It is mine envy that I see waiting eyes and the brightened nights of longing. Oh, the misery of all bestowers! Oh, the darkening of my sun! Oh, the craving to crave! Oh, the violent hunger and satiety! They take from me, but do I yet touch their soul? There is a gap twixt giving and receiving, and the smallest gap has finally to be bridged over. A hunger arises out of my beauty. I should like to injure those who I illumine, and I should like to rob those I have gifted. Thus do I hunger for wickedness, withdrawing my hand when another hand already stretches out to it, hesitating like the cascade, which hesitates even in its leap. Thus do I hunger for wickedness. Such revenge does mine abundance think of. Such mischief wells out of my lonesomeness. My happiness in bestowing died in bestowing. My virtue became weary of itself by its abundance. He whoever bestows is in danger of losing his shame. To him whoever dispenses, the hand and the heart becomes callous by very dispensing. Mine eye no longer overflows for the shame of suppliants. My hand has become too hard for the trembling of filled hands. Whence has gone the tears of mine eyes and the down of my heart? Oh, the lonesomeness of all bestowers! Oh, the silence of all shining ones! Many suns circle in desert space. To all that is dark do they speak with their light, but to me they are silent. Oh, this is the hostility of light to the shining one. Unpityingly does it pursue its course. Unfair to the shining one in its innermost heart, cold to the suns. Thus travels every sun. Like a storm do suns pursue their courses. That is their traveling. Their inexorable will do they follow. That is their coldness. Oh, you only is it, you dark nightly ones, that extract warmth from the shining ones. Oh, you only drink milk and refreshment from the light's udders. Ah, there is ice around me. My hand burns with the iciness. Ah, there is thirst in me. It pants after your thirst. 'Tis night. Alas, that I have to be light, and thirst for the nightly and lonesomeness. 'Tis night. Now does my longing break forth in me as a fountain. For speech do I long. 'Tis night. Now do all gushing fountains speak louder, and my soul also is a gushing fountain. 'Tis night. Now do all songs of loving ones awake, and my soul also is the song of a loving one. Thus sang Zarathustra.